free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February the 25th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the economic consequences of the coronavirus as it begins to spread. And as reported yesterday, over the weekend, we saw it flash. We saw spikes in Asia and South Korea, in Europe and Italy, and then also in the Middle East, in Iran. And now there's reports that it's quickly spreading into Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places in the Middle East. And so as this news spread around after the weekend, the stock market itself got sick. And so the question is this psychosomatic illness, this financial illness that we have, or is it real? Today, after losing 1,000 points on the Dow Jones yesterday, it's gained about 120 as of this morning. So hopefully it's going to get better, and hopefully this isn't going to be a serious disease. We do know now that it is very easily spread, and of course that is the point of bioweapons research. Gain of function, as they call it. You know, the CDC has its select agent program, and they bring in these deadly diseases, or even some diseases that aren't deadly, like flu, although flu can kill a lot of people who are elderly, very young, or have other health issues. But they take these diseases and they make them more easily spread, and they make them more deadly. So we've seen that already they've been able to spread this more easily. The question is it more deadly than the typical flu? That remains to be seen. So we're watching to see what happens in these areas outside of China, because it is so difficult to get any information out of China that isn't a lie. And so we'll be watching that closely, and so will the financial markets. But there are already economic consequences that we'll be talking about with this. And we will also look at the feverish efforts to manufacture vaccines and to get them out without being tested. And we'll also give you a couple of pieces of research where people are using vitamin C in massive doses, administered, however, intravenously. So this isn't something that you can do yourself. However, they're like cold and flu. It appears to raise your resistance to it. So some of the usual things that you would do during cold or flu season, make sure you are as healthy as possible. Make sure you wash your hands frequently because it's spread the same way that flus and colds are spread, except that it has a much longer period where you don't realize that you are a carrier, and that is thanks to perhaps the combination with the bat. And as I pointed out, I'm surprised that nobody has really picked this up. I don't think that it was even picked up at Infowars.com when I talked about the situation back in 2015 at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I didn't talk about it in 2015. I only just recently found out about it, but I did a report and talked about the fact that we have that kind of bioweapon research going on right here in the U.S. everywhere. You know, back in 2015, I was talking about all the different accidents that were happening all across this country and how dangerous that was, how it was inevitable that something like this was going to get out of one of these weapon labs, so many of them, and so many accidents. And, of course, the National Institutes of Health had shut down funding for that in 2013, so it created quite a stir over the ethics of them continuing with this. And why would you do what they did at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill? And that is take a coronavirus and combine it with the DNA of a Chinese bat. Well, we know because we saw the CV of the scientist at the biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan. Now, that's specifically what he was doing, and he even said why he was doing it. It was because bats could carry this for a while without it being symptomatic. So it's a way to weaponize it. And we have seen that in our own labs, we've had lab animals that have escaped. We've seen bacteria and viruses escape the lab, the biosafety level 3 lab in Tulane. So is there any question that this thing escaped out of China? We'll be right back. We have a great deal of news about Julian Assange as well. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February the 25th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the economic consequences. Already the global economy has become sick with the coronavirus. We're going to tell you how that is rolling around. This may be the pin, or should we say perhaps the hypodermic, that punctures the global bubble that has been created over the last few years with a massive paper infusion. We'll take a look at that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to take a look at a couple of top news stories. We have New Orleans Mardi Gras going on, and they've had a couple of severe accidents. They've had two float-related deaths in Mardi Gras so far this year, people getting run over by floats. And so they have modified how some of these floats are set up. It appears to be a particular type of float, a tandem type of thing. But one person was killed after slipping on a pair of beads and getting run over by a float at Mardi Gras. See, we can die from anything at any time. It's not just coronavirus, so keep that in mind. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But there's an interesting float, a couple of them actually, in the Mardi Gras parade. One of them, roll this video, guys, one of them has Hillary Clinton strangling Jeffrey Epstein. They've got a float of Jeffrey Epstein in an orange prison jumpsuit. Hillary Clinton is behind him in her pastel pantsuit, and she's got her hands around his neck. There's also an anti-communist float made fun of the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and all of the quote-unquote free government programs, and it had Bernie Sanders driving the bus. I wonder if that was the bus that the people got thrown under who died, because that's what's going to happen with government-run healthcare. It's going to throw everybody under the bus. We got a lot of stories about that. And by the way, they're going to have their debate tonight. It'll be interesting to see, and I'm not going to watch the debate tonight. It's just they're too similar each time. But there's going to be a South Carolina debate, because that's coming up next. And it'll be interesting to see the people playing around with communism, because, you know, Bernie's declaring his fidelity for Fidel Castro over the weekend and doubled down on it, quite frankly. So you've now got people in Florida, Democrats in Florida are panicking, and Democrats everywhere, quite frankly, are panicking. It's not just James Carville and Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews, by the way, had to kowtow to the mob and apologize for the rough language about Bernie Sanders. We've got some things to say today that we're not going to apologize for. There was also a float at the Mardi Gras depicting Nancy Pelosi with her two articles of impeachment. Whether that was sympathetic or a mockery, I don't know. But something that is a mockery is what is going on with Julian Assange. As we've got news organizations across the globe very concerned about the precedent that this sets. Because what, quite frankly, is I've pointed out many, many times, and it is absolutely stunning to see the silence of mainstream American media. Wouldn't you think that since this is something that is happening under the Trump administration, that the Washington Post and New York Times, who famously were breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back for the Pentagon Papers. You just had Hollywood, Spielberg's movie with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks and others, The Post, talking about how, you know, you get the Daniel Ellsberg stole the paper. So Daniel Ellsberg stood trial for that. He got off because of a procedural miscarriage. But the Washington Post and the New York Times were concerned that the government was going to come after them, even though they had the right under the First Amendment to publish those papers after they were put out by a whistleblower. And yet they don't do anything to defend Julian Assange. And let me tell you something. This is not President Trump coming after him. This is the deep state establishment coming after Julian Assange. Now, it's happening under President Trump, and President Trump should stop it. And so he's going to have responsibility for this because this is happening under his watch. But it's the same people coming after Julian Assange. They came after all of the NSA whistleblowers and others. You know, I've talked about many times how under the Espionage Act, the 1917 Espionage Act, and this is what they're coming after Julian Assange for, which in and of itself is kind of strange, you know, accusing an Australian national of treason against the United States. But nevertheless, the Obama administration prosecuted more journalists and whistleblowers using the 1917 Espionage Act than all the previous presidents over the previous 100 years combined. You had William Binney, Thomas Drake, Wearby, and others who were NSA whistleblowers. The Bush administration didn't come after them. That happened during the Obama administration. And all of this, in terms of Julian Assange, happened during the Obama administration. As a matter of fact, we should probably add Julian Assange to that Mardi Gras float and have Hillary Clinton with her hands around his throat as well, because she really wants to see him taken down. He did not want to see Hillary Clinton. He famously said before the election, he said, "We know Hillary Clinton is a crook, and she will get us involved in many, many wars." He said, "We don't know about President Trump, but we know that about Hillary Clinton." And so here's some information you might be interested in about Hillary Clinton, to which she immediately did a masterful job with her allies in the press to distract us with the traditional red herring of Russia, Russia, Russia now that that's become. No, no, no. Don't pay any attention to the documents that were released by people who were Bernie Sanders supporters, very upset about how I bought the election with the delegates, how in primary after primary she would get about the same number of votes as Bernie Sanders. Sometimes he would get more votes and she would get more delegates. And we reported that over and over again. And they were pretty angry about that by the time they got to the convention. So it was internal releasing of that, as we have had Benny prove, as we had WikiLeaks testify. But now they want to come after Julian Assange. And this is the embedded military industrial complex, the deep state, that stays behind regardless of who is president. And as a Swedish journalist who worked with WikiLeaks said, if Julian Assange, being a publisher, is put in prison for being a publisher, no other reason than being a publisher, then we have no rules. And I would think that the Washington Post and New York Times would be defending Julian Assange, but they're not, which just tells you how deeply embedded they are as part of the military-industrial complex establishment. Forget about the fact that they did the Pentagon Papers. That was decades ago. Hollywood can do movies to pretend that they still are on the side of truth and transparency in government, but that's nothing could be further from the truth. And we've had Ray McGovern write an op-ed piece talking about how a major German TV network ran two primetime segments last Wednesday night exposing authorities in Sweden for having made up the story about Julian Assange being a rapist in the first place. That was the fiction under which they were to get him arrested. That was the fiction under which he's been tortured now all this time. He was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy for a long time because he escaped bail for the extradition charges that were based on a false rape charge. As Ray McGovern points out, until last night, he wrote this last Thursday, most Germans, as well as other consumers of quote-unquote major media in Europe, had no idea of the trickery that had enmeshed Assange in a spiderweb almost certainly designed by the U.S., woven by accomplices in vassal states like Sweden, Britain, and eventually Ecuador. Yes, these are the same people who have now put together two fictional narratives to try to throw President Trump out of office, and were successful in getting him impeached in one of those. Same people. This is how they operate. They trade in lies. That's their stock and trade. As Mike Pompeo said at West Point, we were told we don't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. I went to the CIA, and we lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on how to do that. Yeah, we've noticed. We have noticed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people ask me the InfoWars secret, and I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is, I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Assange's extradition hearing began yesterday, and I just want to cover that before we move on to the economic effects of the coronavirus, as well as what is happening with it in terms of the actual virus itself. We know now that it is very, very easily spread, as we see these outbreaks happening in Europe, in Asia, South Korea, outside of China, and in the Middle East. And these all explode over the weekend. That has panicked the financial markets, but there has been a great deal for them to panic about before this, as we see China, the center of the global economy, essentially being shut down now. And the effects of that are now rolling through in shortages in many different areas. So we're going to take a look at the economic effects, and we'll take a look at what we can discern about the physical effects of this very easily spread disease. But I want to talk about another problem, and that is basically what is happening to the free press, what is happening to transparency in government, and we are essentially going to have the free press made illegal if Julian Assange is extradited and jailed in the United States. But, of course, that may not be necessary because, as we heard yesterday in the extradition hearing, we were told that U.S. spies actually plotted to kill Julian Assange and make it look like an accident. Not a surprise at all, is it? He was, we also learned that after the first day of the extradition hearing yesterday, he was handcuffed 11 times, stripped naked twice, had the case files that he had been given to read confiscated, and then was put in five different cells. That's not torture or harassment, is it? You should be very concerned when your government does this type of thing. People in the UK, people in America, because it's America that is engendering this for the UK government, and they are the willing handmaids of this. And understand, these people are joined at the hip. All these different, the Five Eyes, the five English-speaking countries, especially the US and Britain. But then you've also got Australia, New Zealand, you know, they're all working together. Canada, they're all working together as part of this shared intelligence, and it's not going to stop there. There are now global plans for the EU and the U.S. to begin transatlantic facial recognition database. Now, they probably already are scraping the information off of Facebook, but just understand that the surveillance state and the biometric surveillance and the social media credits, those are all being used to consolidate a global government. That's what this is really about. We need to have information, and that means that we need to have fearless people who are going to give us that information. And that's exactly what Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have done for a long time, and they're being punished for it. And we need to speak out about this. Again, that kind of treatment is absolutely insane. We had Ray McGovern talking about the fact that in Germany, people there were pretty much just getting what was fed to them by the mainstream media in Europe. And one of the individuals who is the UN rapporteur on torture said he had consumed so much mainstream media that he didn't even want to go near the Julian Assange case initially. He believed that he was a rapist. He believed that it was tried, that they had tried and found out that he was a rapist. That's why they charged him with that. But he subsequently found out that it was all made up. He said he'd previously admitted to being so misled by the media portrayals of Assange that he was initially reluctant to investigate the case. But then last year he wrote an op-ed piece, last June. And again, no major media outlet would post it. We talked about it at the time. but here's what he had to say as a recap. He said, but surely I found myself pleading, Assange must be a selfish narcissist. Skateboarding through the Ecuadorian embassy, smearing feces on the wall. Well, all I heard from embassy staff is that the inevitable inconveniences of his accommodation at their offices were handled with mutual respect and consideration. But this changed after the election of President Moreno, when they were suddenly instructed to find smears against Assange. And quite literally, they did literal smears, you know, pretending that he had smeared feces on the wall. And when they didn't find any smears, they would be replaced. Get the message? Yeah, you're going to come up with some stuff or invent some stuff or you're going to be out of a job. In the end, he said, it finally dawned on me that I'd been blinded by propaganda, that Assange had been systematically slandered to divert attention from the crimes that he exposed. And he ended the op-ed with this warning. For once, telling the truth has become a crime, while the powerful enjoy impunity. It will be too late to correct the course. We will have surrendered our voice to censorship and our fate to unrestrained tyranny. Let me tell you, we're a long ways down that road. When we look at what has happened with social media, and we look at the corruption that is going on there, not only do you have U.S. spies conspiring to kill him and make it look like an accident. That's what the CIA always does. They have manuals on that, as Pompeo would say. And we have seen the manuals. They got declassified back in the 1960s. You know, the easiest thing to do, preferred method of disposing of somebody is pushing them off, about a 30-foot high incline, because that's high enough to kill them. And, you know, anybody can fall. Anybody can slip and fall. They don't have to have been pushed, right? But they have a lot of different ways that they can come after you. They can make it look like you're accidentally killed, or they can keep stripping you and harassing you, keeping you from sleeping, moving you to multiple cells so that after a while you get sick and die. And we have seen the physical condition of Julian Assange as well. As the corruption, as Britain has, I pointed out briefly yesterday, a Supreme Court scandal. New damning emails show UK corruption in the case against Julian Assange. And this shows conversations going back and forth between UK authorities, making sure that they got the right judge, you know, like they did with Roger Stone. Got the right judge and made sure that they were going to, they accelerated his Swedish case. They deliberately created a backlog of other cases whose outcome depended on this matter being resolved negatively. And so they manipulated the timing and the order of his case to dispense with him while it adjourned other cases so he would not be afforded protections under the revision. So that's a email trail that has come out, very detailed in that. He is trying to get France to offer him asylum as part of this extradition hearing, but we'll have to see whether or not he survives that. And finally, before we go to break, this new EU-US transatlantic facial recognition database. European police have long had access to fingerprints and DNA databases throughout the 27 countries of the European Union and the US. But soon, they say, they may be able to also search a network of police face databases spanning the whole of Europe and the US. Well, again, they can scrape that off of Facebook, or, you know, they can just get it very easily. As a matter of fact, here in Texas, you can just spend millions of dollars, as many people have, and just buy it from the Department of Motor Vehicles because they are so willing to sell that to anyone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, You get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the InfoWars. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWars 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The stock market is just now opening. Dow Jones Industrial at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Yesterday, of course, it lost just over 1,000 points. It was the third worst point drop in history. But, of course, we've never had the Dow Jones at such high levels. So what it represented was a 3.5% drop in terms of percentage. But that is the worst that has happened in 2 years. As the CEO of Opportunistic Trader said, Larry Benedict, he said, the second largest economy in the world is completely shut down. People aren't totally pricing that in. And so he said he believes that a 10 to 15% correction in stocks may be starting now. Some people have said 25%. We will have to wait and see. But here's what is happening. Some of the industries that are being directly affected by the quarantining because of the coronavirus are, of course, airline stocks, chip makers, They said companies are assessing their suppliers and their supply chains, seeing whether or not their revenue is going to slow. And, of course, car makers are one of the key industries that are being affected by this. They have, prior to the South Korean outbreak of the disease itself, they had to shut down the largest complex in terms of automobile construction in the world there at Hyundai because they could not get auto parts out of their Chinese suppliers. And now here is the picture of the car manufacturers and how they're being affected, many of them because of their operations inside of China, but also because they can't get parts. The closure of plants at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak has cost foreign auto majors, including Honda, Nissan, General Motors, and Renault, about $5.69 million in losses per day. Per day. $5.5 million per day. Every day they don't get back to work. In Wuhan, which is the center of China's major auto hub, they host American, European, and Japanese car makers. In 2018, more than 1.7 million units of vehicles rolled off the production lines in the city. The Hubei-based companies won't be allowed to resume operations before March 11th. That's the earliest that they'll get back. And again, they are losing nearly $6 million per day. And even if the restrictions are not further prolonged, it will take the foreign car makers several more weeks to get back to normal. So this is really going to affect a lot of corporations, again, American, European, and Japanese. The coronavirus has shown how much global supply chain, including the auto industry, is dependent on China. This could possibly push global producers to look for backup suppliers, for example, in India or Thailand, so as not to lose so much money again. And I remember a few years ago, there was a momentary disruption in the supply of hard disk drives. I thought, what in the world is going on? Why is this happening? I needed to upgrade my computer, and all of a sudden the prices of disk drives just spiked all of a sudden. It's like, this is really unusual because usually in electronics you see things gradually going down all the time. And I found out that they'd had massive flooding in Thailand. And as the global industries tend to do, they tend to concentrate production of one particular type of thing in one area. And so almost all the world's hard disk drives were made in this one area of Thailand. They had major flooding. And so there was a shortage for about 6 months of hard disk drives. And there was a spike in the prices of those. And so now that is something like what we're seeing going on in China now, except it is much, much, much bigger because so much has been sent to China. Procter & Gamble, for example, says over 17,000 products are going to be potentially impacted by the coronavirus, reports Zero Hedge. They said the world's biggest everyday product manufacturer has officially warned that 17,600 of its products could be affected and disrupted by coronavirus. The company's chief financial officer said that Procter & Gamble used 387 suppliers across China, shipping more than 9,000 materials. Each of these suppliers face their own challenges in resuming operations. And as we look at the effect on small businesses, it's even more devastating inside of China. China is facing a financial Armageddon, reports Zero Hedge, with 85% of businesses set to run out of cash within 3 months. China's workers simply refuse to go back to work, even with Foxconn offering its workers extra bonuses just to return to the factory because they were scared of the coronavirus. China is now fighting against time to reboot its economy, and the longer the paralysis continues, the more dire the outcome for both China's banks and local companies. It's no longer just scaremongering by conspiracy blogs, but it's rather conventional wisdom that China may implode economically. The narrative that, quote, it'll be all over by mid-March is now dramatically changing. Remember, I just said that about the Wuhan automotive complex. Oh, March 11th, we're looking at that to open back up. And again, it would be several more weeks, even if they were to give the green light at that point in time. But now that is looking doubtful as well. While China's giant state-owned enterprises will likely have enough liquidity to last for two or three quarters, it's the country's small businesses that are facing a head-on collision because of the fact that over 85% of the small businesses, which employ 80% of China's population expect to run out of cash within the next 3 months. And a third expect the cash to be all gone within a month. Within a month. Because small to medium-sized businesses just don't have those deep of pockets. You know, we're talking about even the state-owned enterprises only being able to last a couple of quarters. Now, should this happen, again, 85% of the small to medium-sized enterprises that are mostly privately owned, out of cash within a short period of time, a third of them out of cash within a month. Should this happen, not only would China's economy collapse, but China's $40 trillion financial system will disintegrate. And that's going to be heard around the world, as it will be suddenly flooded with trillions in bad loans. Take the case of one individual. They talk about Danny Lau, who last week reopened his aluminum facade panel factory in China's southern city of Dongguan after an extended Lunar New Year break. To his shock, less than a third of his roughly 200 migrant workers showed up. They couldn't make their way back, he said. He said his business has already been hurt by the 25% tariff on aluminum products that the U.S. imposed in its tit-for-tat trade war with China. And let's pause here. Everybody likes to call this Trump's trade war. The trade war began back decades ago when everybody decided that China would be allowed to charge 25% tariffs and we would only charge 2.5% tariffs. And President Trump said, look, lower your tariffs to our level or we can take them to zero. That's fine. Either way. If you don't do that, we're going to raise our tariffs to match yours. Why? Isn't that fair trade? I mean, he offered them free trade. You want a free trade? We can just get rid of the tariffs altogether. Or if you want to punish us with 25% tariffs, we'll do the same to you. Anyway, these smaller employers contribute more than 60% to the gross domestic product. And for the government, more than 50% of the tax revenue. They are the beating heart of China's economy, says Zero Hedge. So 85% of 1,500 small and medium size enterprises surveyed in early February said they're going to be out of cash within 3 months. One-third of them said they're going to likely cut into their full-year revenue by more than 50%. So where are they? Nearly 2 months after the epidemic has started, only about 25% of the people have returned to work in China's first-tier cities, their biggest cities. Local governments around the country are facing the daunting question of whether to focus on staving off the virus or encourage factory reopenings. You know, are you going to die economically or are you going to die from the virus? That's what the choice is. And then we see that maybe there's a third choice. Maybe they can just lie to the world and get away with it a little bit longer, right? Because they came out and said that their home prices have increased, even though the largest home developers are offering 25% discounts. That isn't going to do it either, folks, if nobody's working and the businesses are collapsing. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future. Keith Bansomer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this. And sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper. And it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling. The chips are in. We're producing as much as quickly as possible. Orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're looking at the economic consequences of the coronavirus. This is not a projection. This is already happening. So I'm telling you what is going on right now with economic consequences. Again, you've got 85% of the small, medium-sized businesses in China said they're going to be completely out of money within 3 months. A third of them say they're going to be out of money within a month. They contribute about half of the tax revenue, about 60% of the gross domestic product in China. Nevertheless, the Chinese government says, no problem. We're doing really well in the housing market. Housing prices are going up. Because everybody's, you know, putting in extra overtime. Nobody's got any money. Everything is shut down there. And as a matter of fact, it is moving out. That economic virus is moving out of China, as I pointed out last week. In South Korea, they were already having to shut down the massive Hyundai factory that puts out 1.4 million cars a year. They had to shut that down because they couldn't get parts. Now we have Samsung shutting down its smartphone factory in South Korea because of the illness itself. Not because they can't get parts, but because they got the virus and the employees are sick. Apple is warning of revenue guidance due to production delays, weak demand in China because of the coronavirus. So they're saying, look, you know, we sell a lot of phones in China. We're not going to be selling a lot of phones in China. As a matter of fact, it's going to be difficult for us because we have complicated supply chains to produce as many products as we've been doing in the past. China shutdown is also going to have effects elsewhere in India. It's going to crush India's already crumbling economy. Prices of medicine in India have exponentially jumped in the last several weeks because so much of the medicine is coming from China for India. Procter & Gamble saying 17,600 products sold here in the United States are going to have start having products for every difficulty getting everyday household products because they're so dependent on supplies from China, manufactured there, as well as raw materials that they have manufactured elsewhere. So a lot of their goods are manufactured in China. If they're not manufactured in China, they depend on China for the raw materials. And that is happening across many, many industries, but especially in pharmaceuticals. Same thing happening there. If the drugs are not manufactured in China, the raw materials that are used for the manufacturing of drugs elsewhere are coming from China. Some antibiotic medicines in India have soared 70% since the coronavirus came out, and China has idled their plants there. So a new theme is developing from all of this, the reorganization of a complex supply chain that has China at its center. And then there's other secondary issues, not just manufacturing, but tourism, for example, French tourism. Pointed out before, airline industries are going to be severely affected by this. French tourism has crashed by 35%, and Europe is on a recession watch. The country's finance minister warned that France's tourism sector has plunged following the outbreak of the virus last month. We have fewer tourists, of course, in France, about 30 to 40% less than expected. And that, of course, is an important impact for the French economy since tourism represents 10% of the gross domestic product in the country and supports upwards of 3 million jobs. So if it's 10% of the GDP and that sector is down by 35%, that's about 3.5% effect on GDP if that continues. France welcomed last year 2.7 million Chinese tourists. And the country's finance minister said that won't be happening in 2020, of course. And there have been 200,000 flight cancellations since the virus broke out in China last month. France, meanwhile, has confirmed 12 cases of the virus and one death in the country. They have activated 70 new hospitals in preparation for a much broader outbreak. And then we look at Italy. One of the latest reports as of last night, about 8:20 p.m., NPR reported coronavirus spikes in Italy with 229 cases confirmed, and 6 deaths. So they had an additional death in the 12 hours since I reported it yesterday morning. And they are now ahead. They have actually more coronavirus cases in Italy than they do in Japan. They have 229 in Italy, 156 in Japan. 6 people have died in Italy. 27 more are in intensive care. And Italian experts have not been able to piece together how the coronavirus got a foothold there. They have not been able to pinpoint patient zero. And so we look at how this is spreading around the world. We have this alarming headline. 8,000 Californians are now under self-imposed quarantine. And South Korea has locked down a city of 2.5 million people. What does this mean when they are under self-imposed quarantine? Well, that means that these are people in California, now up to 8,000 people, who have traveled to China recently but have no connection to a sick individual and have shown no other signs of the virus, but they have put themselves in quarantine nevertheless. By the way, Italy is now up to their 7th death. Spain has reported a 3rd case, 2 new cases confirmed in Canada. Wuhan issued orders to loosen the lockdown on industry and then did a U-turn and said, no, never mind. And as I reported yesterday, information is very difficult to get out of Iran. They had said, well, we got 8 cases. And then one town official said, are you kidding me? Or 8 deaths. One person said, we've had 50 people die in this town. And so then they came back and they said, well, would you believe 12? I mean, who is their spokesperson there at the Iranian information ministry, right? Is it Maxwell Smart? Well, would you believe 12? This guy says 50 in just one small town. We'll take it up to 12. Well, I wouldn't believe that, quite frankly. And as Michael Snyder points out, he says he's concerned that most Americans are not taking this coronavirus very seriously. And that could turn out to be very, very dangerous. Because we've already seen, and we talk about gain of function, the two things that they do in bioweapons is they take something that is already has potential to kill people, And then they make it more deadly, and they make it more easily spread. Well, we've seen that it is now more easily spread. So the question is it a more intensified form of the disease? Well, Michael Snyder says scientists who studied it say that it could be 20 times more lethal than the flu, that it binds to human cell receptors much more easily than the SARS virus did. Most Americans, though, don't think that it's any threat to the U.S. because all this stuff is very distant right now. More than 3 out of 4 Americans say they're very confident or somewhat confident that the U.S. federal government will be able to handle a coronavirus outbreak. See, that's my whole thing. I'm not very confident in the U.S. federal government's ability to handle anything, especially a pandemic. As I pointed out, just go back and look at the history of the Cold War. Read the book, Raven Rock. The plan to save government officials and let the rest of us die. That's what they're good at. That's what they plan for. They don't even plan on helping you any more than they plan on helping you with the nuclear wars that they planned on starting. You're in this on your own, folks. You better prepare for your family, for yourself, and for your loved ones. And now is the time to do it. And the time is getting more stretched out, by the way. We still have storable food available at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, if you place an order, it's stretched out from a few days. It was 10 to 14 days. Now it's 3 weeks in order to be able to get your product. But it's going to get longer if you don't put in your order now. This is getting longer with every passing minute. And other suppliers are not able to ship at all due to the huge demand. So you want to make sure that you've got your order in. This is something that let's hope that this is not going to be a worst-case scenario. I'll talk about the disease aspects of this on the other side of the break. Take a look at this. Make sure that you've got food there. If you don't use it now, there's other emergencies that are probably going to come down the pike. And as I've been pointing out, with the financial issues that are there, you may have a financial emergency yourself, because this is something that is going to percolate around the world, regardless of whether or not we're able to keep the virus contained and outside of American shores in spite of our porous open border, right? I mean, we can't keep anybody or anything out of our borders. How are we going to keep the coronavirus out? So you think the federal government is going to protect you? This is dark comedy, isn't it? I mean, the federal government, same people that are protecting you at the border, the southern border, they're going to protect you at all the borders, right? Those TSA agents who miss about 90% of the weapons that come through, they're going to be right there on the spot. No, my biggest fear is that I don't have the food for my family, and I would have to go to outside to get it, and I'd get kidnapped into a FEMA center where you for sure would get sick and die. Make sure you have clean filtered water as well. We have the Alexa Pure water filtration system. We also have the Alexa Pure air filtration system. Make sure that you have all of that prepared. Make sure that you prepared your body to be in top physical condition. If that is a key aspect of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man. I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result, to come back again and again as a customer, and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out. Just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared.
2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yes, a lot of Americans are hoping that the federal government is going to protect them. I'm sorry, but don't ever expect that. And don't ever expect that the Chinese government is actually going to tell you anything even remotely truthful. As we had these much talked about locust plagues that have been going through Africa and going through the Middle East, they're now headed to China. In the middle of last week, there were reports about the gigantic swarm of locusts reaching China. I mean, just think about this. I mean, I mentioned a few weeks ago, I said, it's kind of looking like the end of the world when you just read the headlines here. I mean, we've got, a lot of earthquakes. Check. We got that. We got a massive, plague that's being rumored. Yeah, we got that. We got locust, plague that is sweeping across various continents. Yeah, we got that. I mean, and of course the wars are going on all the time. Not any rumors of war, no actual facts of war. More of them all the time. Unending war all the time. Yeah, look at those locusts. I mean, look at how big they are too. I mean, there's been a lot of videos. You've probably seen them. I mean, these things are several inches long. And so the Chinese government over the weekend came out with their plan to protect their people. Just like the federal government's going to be right there to protect you, right? So they said, well, you know, we've got an army of 100,000 ducks that we're going to use to eat up all those locusts. Well, the locusts are estimated to be about 325 billion locusts. I mean, we've got clouds that are 35 to 40 miles long of locusts. And so they're estimating it. Those are going to be some fat, happy ducks, aren't they? Because each one of them, I thought the Asians were supposed to be very good at math, right? Does anybody believe this from the Chinese government? If you got 100,000 ducks and you got 325 billion locusts, here's your math lesson today, homeschoolers. How many locusts does each duck have to eat? Well, you know, you're going to have to get millions of them, right? Can you even imagine, these locusts eating that. You're going to have 3.25 million locusts per duck. And then even if that were possible, can you imagine the SHTF scenario? I mean, those locusts go through those ducks faster than excrement through a goose, to quote George Patton. No, it's getting really kind of crazy. But in a serious vein is the essay from a 21-year-old student who recounted the nightmare of contracting the virus in Wuhan. He said, I was knocking on hell's door. This was published by Bloomberg. He said he credits his survival with the fact that his father is a healthcare worker, and he was able to get some medication early on before the hospitals were totally overwhelmed. I was scared, he said. Countless cases were piling up on the desk. Every single doctor was wearing protective clothes, something I'd never seen before. By the time his follow-up appointment at the hospital arrived 4 days later, the Wuhan government had locked down the city, barred anyone from leaving to stop the virus's spread. Everything changed in an instant. Roads were empty. Prices of fresh fruit and vegetables surged. Residents were unsure. They were even allowed to leave their apartments. He was soon confronted by one of the most maddening aspects of the Wuhan virus response. Since the shortages of supplies and doctors were so severe, officials were forced into a brutal triage, often turning away patients after CT scans showed that the infection had spread to their lungs. Doctors soon decided that his case wasn't severe enough to warrant a nucleic acid test to confirm his case, and get him to the next level of care. So 4 days in the full-blown illness, he said he felt like he was going to die. I was coughing like I was going to die. Yet he was left to convalesce at home, where his conditions worsened. I thought I was knocking on hell's door. He returned to the hospital for a third visit after his temperature returned to roughly 102 degrees after his relatives got him some treatment. And they put him on an IV drop. They prescribed a combo retroviral drug that is used to treat, wait for it, HIV. There's HIV again, as we saw that spliced into the gene, allegedly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So what are we to make out of this? It's kind of interesting to see what Rush Limbaugh had to say about this. His remarks have been reported by a number of conservative news outlets, Breitbart, WND. He believes that the coronavirus is being weaponized in order to bring down President Trump. I don't think that's the case, quite frankly. When he starts talking about this, he says, look, it's just the common cold, folks. I think the survival rate is 98%. That was initially what I was hoping as well, until I started seeing that every single day it was staying at exactly 2.1%, the death rate. And along with all the rest of the stuff, you realize that the Chinese government is rigging the information, so we don't really know that at all. And then we get the other information that comes out of there. I was concerned because I believed from the very beginning that it was a bioweapon. And Rush said, hey, it's probably a Chi-Com lab experiment in the process of being weaponized. And the process of being weaponized? It's either weaponized or it isn't. And if it's in the process of weaponized, then it's not weaponized. I was very concerned about that from the very beginning. Several weeks ago when this all broke, I talked about the fact that there was a biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan, the only one, and it was right there at ground zero. We now have everybody in mainstream media saying, all that stuff about all the bat soup and everything, that's not true. And it turns out that the people in the laboratory were selling the lab animals that they've been infecting with these weaponized diseases. So they were selling them in that marketplace. I think that's really where that came from. I think the Chinese government concocted that as a cover story, the bat soup thing and the wild animals thing. I think they concocted that as a cover story because they knew that it had gotten out. They were afraid that it had gotten out because of people selling animals. I mean, it's bad enough with our labs where they lose track of the mice. Pinky and the Brain were here yesterday and now they're gone. And we just infected them with Ebola. I mean, it's like, we'll do better next time. That type of thing. Or shipping live anthrax to the mail. You don't think they're going to make a mistake in China? So it's kind of interesting to see his take on it. Quite frankly, with Rush, everything is about political parties. He said the same thing when we had the Mark Foley congressional page scandal. Oh, this is just an election year tactic to smear you as being a pedophile. No, actually, it was a pedophile scandal. And he was saying that with Dennis Hastert at his side. Dennis Hastert then subsequently was exposed as a pedophile. And then Rush Limbaugh, this is just about the elections. Don't worry, there's nothing to see here. This guy's not a pedophile. Now he is saying, all this coronavirus stuff is just being weaponized to bring down President Trump. Let's play a little bit of that clip, video clip number 5.
folks, this coronavirus thing, I want to try to put this in perspective for you. It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus. What, you think I'm wrong about this? You think I'm missing it by saying it's... Yeah, I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks. The drive-by media hype of this thing as a pandemic, as the Andromeda strain, as, oh my God, if you get it, you're dead. Do you know what the, I think the survival rate is 98%. 98% of people get the coronavirus survive. It's
That's what the Tricoms
are telling
us. It's a
respiratory system virus. It probably is a Chi-Com laboratory experiment that is in the process of being weaponized. All superpower nations weaponize bio.
So it's just weapons. Normal. That's fine. Let's hold it right there. It's not a problem, right? It's just everybody's doing bioweapons. That's cool. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with bioweapons just like I got a problem with autonomous killer robots. I don't think we ought to be doing that. I think there ought to be some very, very heavy controls. We ought to at least try to stop it. And I've been saying this for years. It's pathetic to just say, being weaponized. No problem with that. I hope it is just a common cold. And I've said from the very beginning, I don't want to push fear-mongering to get people to take untested vaccines. But, folks, you need to pay attention as to what's going on. Now that this is spreading very rapidly, this really is looking like it's not just in the process of being weaponized. It looks like they did weaponize it. I want to go to Alex Jones's take on this. I want to play you what his take is. A little bit different than Rush Limbaugh's. Let's go to Alex.
Before World War II started, the Japanese Empire had invaded China and taken it over. After that, the globalists that were running America took control of China and have set it up as an engine of global domination and communism. Hitler couldn't even dream to carry out the tyrannies the Chi-Coms have. And now China has launched a crisis with the Wuhan virus worldwide.
They took a coronavirus and they DNA genetically engineered it into a biological weapon known as SARS. And then they supercharged it with DNA genetic engineering to add into SARS, HIV, and the flu virus. And then they gave it these gain-of-function activities. So we're dealing here with some type of biological weapon that we have never encountered before.
I know I harp on this a lot. And it's because at 46 years old, I finally figured it out in the last 5 years. When I was a child, I learned that my intuition, my gut, was never wrong. Now, sometimes my gut was telling me something, and I kind of projected off and picked something else that was a threat. But the threat was always real. Sometimes I would just get distracted onto a threat that wasn't the main issue. So sitting here in the year 2020, and all the incredible things that are happening, I'm just pulling back and reminding listeners that we're all in this together. I personally am storing food. I personally have firearms. I personally am training and know how to use them. I personally believe in being self-sufficient and independent. And of course then, I sell you things that I think and know you need that will make you more independent and more powerful in our fight together. I see myself connected to you. My common sense tells me what to do. And then I project that out and promote that, and others resonate with it, and I resonate with what you're saying, and we come together. So I feel really good promoting high-quality storable foods and supplements and things that make your immune system better, make you healthy, make you live longer, like X2, X3 iodine, or the ultimate turmeric formula bodies, or high-quality storable foods. But I just want to remind listeners that Communist China is imploding right now, and they've covered up how deadly this virus is. Are they using it as a political crackdown? I don't know. The fact is, we don't want to end up like their people that are living hand to mouth. We want to be empowered now. We want to be informed, and we want to be able to sit on top of the guns and the ammo and the will to use them to defend ourselves and the food and the communications to move forward in the future. Because being independent and being empowered is absolutely king. So again, don't end up like Communist China and Italy that is now locked down the north with martial law. Be prepared now.
Go out, get a firearms training lesson. Go out, buy some sortable food. Don't even get it from us. The point is, the mindset of thinking about bigger things and not just thinking about yourself and going to work or what you're doing. Thinking about the bigger world and your role in being informed and your role in being involved, that opens up your spirit. It opens up all the pathways. It opens up everything that your ancestors did, and that's the larger world. So that's why metaphysically buying storable food or supplements to take care of your body isn't just what you're physically doing, though that pays off. It's about what you're metaphysically doing, making the decision in your mind and your soul to do that. So we're covering it all. We hope this thing planes out and is great, but it looks like it's a big globalist move. And that's why I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com while we still have storable food ready to ship and get it today and get the other supplements, because we need the patriots that are awake and informed to be as healthy and focused and ready to be leaders in the future with what's coming down. I'm Alex Jones. I want to thank you all. Whatever you do, spread the word about the live broadcast at InfoWars.com/show and band.video.
And again, this economic recession, that actually will affect the election if that happens. A global economic recession will affect the election. Most importantly, it will affect you. So you better prepare and make sure that you can handle this. And when we look at what's going on with China, again, you know, it was China using this as a means to control the population. I think this has gone on for a very long time. It's had such deep economic consequences already in China that I think that they're actually reacting to the real effects of this, and it is now spreading elsewhere. We're seeing that it is transmitted far more easily than these other diseases. When we come back, we'll take a look at politics, and we're also going to take a look at a very interesting encounter.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us. And it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen. Fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about band.video and InfoWars.com today. A lot of people ask me the InfoWars secret, and I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is, I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements.
Ultra 12 and Vitamineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at politics, because we have a couple of different diseases that are already in the U.S. One of them is socialism / communism / environmentalism. Look, folks, those are all just euphemisms for totalitarianism. Centrally controlling everything without any restrictions. Every detail of your life centrally controlled. That's what we're really talking about here. You can use whatever ism you want, but it is totalitarianism that is being sold by the Democrats. But let's also understand, as I pointed out many times, that Buttigieg is an interesting figure because he has based his campaign, you know, his special secret identity, not so secret, except to one particular voter in the Iowa caucus. But he has held forth his special identity politics as being gay. That's been at the forefront of his run for president, right? He's been the mayor of a small town, South Bend, Indiana, where Notre Dame is. And that liberal town elected him as mayor. He hasn't had much experience. I think it's about the 380th town in terms of size in the United States. So there's about 379 other mayors who've managed more than Buttigieg has. And actually, Biden had a very good ad talking about how, you know, well, I was vice president going to funerals. No, he pretends that he's at the epicenter of everything that Obama did. Maybe you don't want to pretend that with the general electorate. That might be popular in the Democrat Party, but not with the rest of us. Anyway, he portrayed himself as being, you know, at the center of the universe, getting all these big things done while, you know, Buttigieg, as mayor of small town, was deciding, you know, what color they're going to paint the fence and that type of thing. But his special power was the fact that he was going to be the first LGBT president. And he's been right out front about that. That's why when I looked at his name, so difficult to pronounce. I think call it Booty Judge, maybe. Maybe that's the right way to pronounce it. I thought, nah, Buttigieg, that's a little bit easier to say. And it actually is something I think he'd be quite proud of. But his real identity, the secret identity, the one he doesn't want you to see, because it's not his superpower, not in this election, is his Marxist identity. His father, his mentor at Harvard, a hardcore Marxist. This guy is more of a Marxist than Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders and AOC are hated by the Democrat establishment because they just wear it on their sleeve. And they go around singing communist songs, literally. Honeymooning in Moscow just before the collapse of that system and talking about how wonderful it is. Oh, yeah, they had lines for food. At least they had food. Well, you know, we had food. Here in America, we did have to stand in lines. As a matter of fact, we'd go into grocery stores and we'd be able to choose from any kind of numbers of food, right? You know, 50 different types of Jell-O or whatever. As a matter of fact, when that finally got to Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union, I remember reading articles from people going into the new supermarket so they had in Russia, saying, this is just confusing having all these choices. There's food on the shelf. I'm not used to seeing that much food on the shelf, and certainly not having a choice as to how many kinds of Jell-O I'm going to get. But those are problems that we can live with. Those are first world problems. Those are capitalist problems that we are confronted with on a daily basis here. So they want to save us from that kind of concern. So he keeps his Marxism kind of quiet. But his LGBT credentials were out front and center yesterday. I remember when I was following the Pope around on his visit here to America, and there was one event where they had very, very high security. You don't get anywhere near the Pope. But at one point, a little boy, an illegal alien, I'm sorry, a dreamer. Well, his dreams just broke through that security cordon, and he ran out to the Pope, and the Pope stopped the Pope-mobile, and he picked him up, and they had a photo opportunity, you know, and it was all about open borders and immigration and compassion and children and so forth. And we had a similar situation at one of the events with Booty Gay. We had a question from a boy that I think was put in there by his parents. Zachary, age 9. And I think that just as this was arranged for that kid with the Pope, I think this question that was given to Booty Gay was a photo opportunity. They want you to see this. So let's play this back and forth. And we'll talk about this. Video clip number 2.
Zachary, age 9. And this is a really touching question. He says, thank you for being so brave. Would you help me tell the world I'm gay too? I want to be brave like you.
Well, I don't think you need a lot of advice from me on bravery. You seem pretty strong. To see you... It took me a long time to figure out how to tell even my best friend that I was gay, let alone to go out there and tell the world.
He might have even been an adult. Who knows?
Willing to come to terms with who you are in a room full of 1,000 people, thousands of people you've never met. That's really something.
Yay, let's celebrate LGBT. That's what this is all about, right? That's what it's about.
So let me tell you a couple things that might be useful.
Overthrowing the cultural hegemony of the middle
class. The first thing is that
their culture, their
religion. Won't always be easy, but that's okay, because you know who you are. And that's really important. Because
does
when you know who
at
you
9
are,
years old, does he know who he is?
You have a center of gravity that can hold you together when all kinds of chaos is happening around you. That's the first thing I want you to know. The second thing I want you to know is that you'll never know who's taking their lead from you, who's watching you and deciding that they can be a little braver because you have been brave.
That's right. We want to promote this as much as possible. So we'll use this child. His parents will use him for political purposes. Booty Gay will use him. And quite frankly, I think this is a shameless display of pedophilia. Let's cut that because I don't want to see any more of that, quite frankly. Look, he began his campaign by going on the offense against Vice President Pence. And he said, look, God made me this way. Biological. Now, I would suggest to you that as Booty Gay and others say, well, this is a biological thing. That was what we were told as they were pushing the Supreme Court marriage definition that we just got of marriage. But if the same kid had come to him and said, well, I've decided that I'm transgender. Okay, well, that's fine, too. You can just decide that. So it's not biological now, right? It's mental, and you can be whatever you want. It's whatever gets their agenda pushed. And, folks, this isn't about this 9-year-old kid being gay or being transgender. And when you look at them pushing this to prepubescent kids, many of them in kindergarten, let's understand what this is about. This is about nothing other than grooming kids. This is a pedophile agenda. If they can make up their mind at this age, look, when I was 9 years old, I thought I was Batman or Red Ryder, depending on what I just watched on television. I thought girls had cooties. These kids can't make these kinds of decisions. This is being pushed on them by politicians and by their parents. It is child abuse. If they can make up their mind about this, they can consent to sex. That's where this is all going. That's where this has been going from the very beginning. More on this when we come back. Stay with us.
We
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price, because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3-month, a 6-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4War 360 win. M4Store.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence. Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as I look at this shameful orchestrated event last night at the Buttigieg event with this 9-year-old saying, thank you for being so brave. Would you help me to tell the world that I'm gay too? I want to be brave like you. Oh, yes, he says, Took me a long time, but look, there are people watching you and they're going to see you as an example. That's the whole part of the whole point of this, right? And I remember, you know, when we made the decision, my wife and I, to homeschool our kids, it was based on two things, really. It was based on her experience as a school teacher and the abuse that she saw, just verbal abuse, you know, telling a kid, go stand in the trash. You're nothing but a piece of trash, from a teacher. She reported it and said, this is happening on an ongoing basis. We have open classrooms. I see this happening. And the principal said, she's tenured. We can't do anything about it. And then the father came in, and the father tried to stand up to her because he was also that same type of personality, easily dominated. She sensed that. And she berated and browbeat the father. My wife heard all this, and she said, this is just horrible. I can't do anything about it. It's systemic. It's part of the system. And then the other thing, and this is way back, you know, maybe 20 years ago, right? Maybe even 30 years ago. Might have been sometime in the 90s. There was, in Massachusetts, a court case where a father was not happy about the fact that his 8-year-old was going to be given very detailed sexual instructions at school. And he said, I want to opt out of this. I said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to let, you know, you can't. We're going to do this to all the kids. And, I mean, we're talking about heterosexual sex. I mean, we're not talking about drag queen story time or, you know, how to use sex toys like they push now. This was just straight heterosexual sex. But he said, the kid's 8 years old. He shouldn't be doing this right now. He shouldn't be involved in this. And he went to the school to take his kid out of the school, and they had him arrested. Had him arrested. And they said, you're trespassing. And, you know, when you bring your kid to school and drop them off, then you have abandoned, this is what the judge said, you have abandoned your child to the state at that point, and we operate in loco parentis, in place of the parents. You know, quite frankly, that in loco parentis, that applies in a lot of different areas. They're going to use that in loco parentis in terms of vaccines. You can see that in the Virginia vaccination bill about the children. Because, again, Democrats, as they are in California and New York and elsewhere, they're now doing it in Virginia, saying, we're going to tell you what vaccinations your kids need to have and, you know, and when they're going to have it. And if you don't do it, you're not going to get education. And we might do it in loco parentis. Because, you know, you got parents, you got guardians and so forth. But then you have people who are in authority over them at other points in their life, right? And that would be the teachers at school or the counselors or the health people, right? They can act in loco parentis. And so I looked at that and I said, we're just not putting our kids in that kind of a system that does that to kids, that sexualizes them at an early age. And that's exactly this shameful thing that happened with Booty Gay and this kid's so-called parents using their child politically, because this is about, why didn't Booty Gay just hand him a NAMBLA card and say, here, call this number. We got some people there that'll set you straight, right? They'll help you. You'll be so brave. We'll put you out as a poster child for homosexuality at 9 years old. 9 years old. He's several years away from puberty. Why are they pushing this on him? Well, you know why they're pushing it on him. Look, the platform of the Democrat Party, and it's not just the front runner Bernie. They are all into totalitarianism. Let's call it what it is. Let's forget about the labels of communism and socialism and all this. It's totalitarianism. Every detail of your life. And it's every single one of these people. They're telling everybody, hey, we're going to kill oil, gas, coal, and we're going to take over the power grid. Well, what are you going to power it with? Bernie, AOC, all you people. We're going to kill firearms manufacturers, and we're going to kill the Second Amendment. And you gun owners, if you don't turn over your guns, we're going to kill you as well. We're going to take your kids, and we're going to vaccinate them on our schedule as we demand. We're going to raise your taxes, and you're going to be delighted, said Bernie, delighted to pay more in taxes. So we're going to take your money as well. We're going to take your car. We're going to take your home. We're going to take the meat off of your table. We're going to pay people to kill babies. We're going to, and this is the new part of their agenda, we're going to kill churches and Christian organizations if they don't promote the LGBT agenda like this. Because if you speak out against this, as I am right now, you're instantly labeled homophobic, a hater, right? I'm not going to be intimidated by that, quite frankly. I don't fear men. I'm a theophobe. I fear God. Okay, these people don't. And you better fear them because they think they're God. And they want to give God-like power to the government to kill everything, your energy, steal everything from you, kill your kids, whatever. It's not enough. It's not enough to say that you don't want to punish consenting adults for what they do. Because let's make sure we understand there's a difference between what consenting adults do. Like, as a Christian, I don't expect homosexuals to follow God's law. I'm not going to use the government to arrest them, but they're not content with tolerance. They demand that you celebrate it, just as we saw with this 9-year-old. And they're going to be demanding, and it's coming very, very quickly, they're going to demand that you celebrate the kind of pedophile display that we saw there with Booty Gay and that kid. Because this is the Marxist side of him, folks. His father, Pete Sr., the neo-Marxist who taught for 40 years at Notre Dame, said we have to, and he was, you know, putting out the writings. He built his whole career on the writings of the founder of the Italian Communist Party, an anti-fascist, as he called himself. And he had what Pete Sr. called the neo-Marxism. He said, we have to understand that, you know, the power of the bourgeoisie, right? We have to destroy the hegemony of the bourgeoisie. We have to destroy the power of the middle class, and we do it by destroying their culture and their religion. And so, like I said, it's not enough just to be able to tolerate these people. Say, consenting adults, you do whatever you want. No. No, you got to celebrate it, and you got to embrace it when they do it with minors. And they're not going to allow you to practice your beliefs. That's what this Equality Act is all about, that the Democrats are ramming through. It's about their intolerance. They're not even going to let you tell people about what you believe is a better life. No. Don't you talk about your Christian faith. You know, years ago, Penn Jillette was approached by Ray Comfort, street evangelist. You know, and Ray Comfort was concerned about him, and he said, well, you know, I really appreciate your concern, said Penn Jillette. Because, you know, all these people, all these Christians, he says, I have no respect for these guys who believe that I'm going to go to hell and be tormented eternally. But he goes, because you took the time to talk to me, I really do respect that. But these people don't respect that. They're going to lock you up in jail if you show that kind of concern for somebody. I mean, what kind of passion would you have if you see somebody standing on a railroad track and you see a giant train coming toward them and you don't even warn them about it? But they're not going to let you warn people about that. You must celebrate. You must self-censor yourself, okay? You must remain silent. And you must praise these people. I mean, the bottom line is, when we look at this, again, this is coming after the kids. And we are rapidly, we're not slouching towards Gomorrah, as you had Judge Bork say years ago. No, we're already there. We're already in Sodom. Yeah, bring them out, they said. Bring them out. Come out. Yeah, give us your kids. Give us all of us. Yeah. We are at the final stages, so maybe we should pronounce his name instead of Booty Gay. Maybe we should call it Booty Judge, because this is the final judgment of God as he has removed his blessing from this country and turned us over to our depravity. We saw it right there at that rally.
Keith Bansamer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. possible. Orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods, high-quality water filtration and air filtration, to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products to you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have a war, as I pointed out before many times, we have a war between the people within the LGBT movement itself. We have the L's versus the T's. A good example of this is a feminist lesbian who quits the movement because she said they're too intolerant of free speech. Let's play a little bit of this clip of this woman who's rebelling against the fascism of the so-called anti-fascist. Video clip number 3.
I'm not one of them. Hi, I'm Arielle. I'm a lesbian, and I don't think gender is a social construct. I don't think cis straight white men are evil. I don't believe that genital preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in women's prisons. I don't think it's normal for people to be praised for walking around with shirts that say kill TERFs. I don't think like these people, and I no longer want to be associated with them. I've reached peak LGBT. This is my coming out video. Never in my life have I been more canceled, tortured, tormented, harassed than by members of my own community. Never have I witnessed literal mentally ill individuals who are latching themselves onto the LGBT community without actually being LGBT for the sake of oppression points, external validation, and sympathy. Never have I seen such disrespect from younger LGBT people to the older lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocates who have been paving the way for us for longer than we've all been alive. Never have I seen people that use the word bigot so frequently and not see the hypocrisy and irony in themselves saying it. Some of you have noticed this change coming onto my channel within the past 2 years, as I've gotten what some people would say more conservative. And yeah, I have, haven't I? Since the queer movement right now is obsessed with all these different labels, and I am a fan of labels, I wanted to share a new label of mine with you. I'm coming out. I am officially leaving the left. When it's gotten to the point where I can no longer even list LGBT or women empowerment in my Instagram and Twitter bios without people thinking I'm part of this ridiculously woke cult, when we have rules and a pecking order of who is able to speak and for how long, even about their own bodies and experiences, when we have children drag queens and think it's okay for them to perform sexually for adults, when we praise news stories like this that make absolutely no sense and do nothing for our movement or for people understanding us, when this person is praised by LGBT organizations and deemed a speaker for lesbians, people say that straight black men are the white men of black people, and I know what they mean. I no longer wish to be a part of this. The LGBT community has become a safe haven for the mentally unstable who are not seeking help and who also aren't in any sense of the word queer. We've become so obsessed with validating everybody. How did we not see this coming? This community has become so ridiculously intolerant while preaching love that for the first time in a decade, LGBT acceptance is down. Anyone who goes against the grain and thinks for themselves is immediately outcast. That's not a community, that's a hive mind cult. Once again, my name is Arielle. I'm a lesbian YouTuber. I've been making content on this platform for 10 years, and I no longer want to be associated with the ridiculously woke left.
Yeah, I wonder if she would be applauded by that same group that applauded Buttigieg pushing a 9-year-old. It's absolutely amazing. And one of the things that she mentioned there, you know, talking about drag queen story time, you know, why are we doing this to kids, right? She said, left-wingers are trying to suppress open-minded speech. They tell me to shut up. Every single one of them is telling me. She said, my friends have been messaging me, telling me to stop doing it for a while. And this is why intolerance is happening. She said, everybody is terrified. The atmosphere has become so intolerant that some leftists insist she's bisexual, not a lesbian, because she once dated a woman who later declared that she'd become a transgender man. So Arielle Scarsella said, if your gender status changes every few weeks, does my sexual orientation change according to how you feel? How entitled is that kind of a mindset? This is a story from Breitbart. And again, it shows the insanity, but also the intolerance. This is one of the reasons why we need to stop this cancel culture. And the right way to do it is not really to get more sassy, as President Trump has done. I mean, certainly, you know, many people applauded President Trump as he gets in their face. But that's not really winning the debate. You need to take the moral high ground. You need to take the constitutional high ground. And you need to say to these guardians of speech that you're not going to censor. And President Trump needs to enforce the Second Amendment and also needs to tell people, look, we got this Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. You are not responsible for what people say, so stop making yourself responsible for that. But that would also come not only after the people in the LGBT community who are trying to dominate us, but it's also the domination of the left and the domination of the military-industrial complex. Never forget that as they had these social media mavens go before the committees back in November 2017, you had an individual who had worked quite some time in the intelligence community as well as the military saying we have to silence the cannons on social media because our country is too divided. We can't have a different narrative than the one that we are putting out there. And so these people like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey of Twitter, they are nothing other than the handmaids of the military-industrial complex. They tell you that this is about their individual choices, but it's not. This is about coming after the people first and foremost who talk about the endless wars, who talk about the police state, the surveillance state, who talk about vaccines and other things. And then they will use this other stuff. But it's kind of interesting to me that the people who focus on this the most, whether they're left or right, no matter how many times people talk about this LGBT issue, no matter how hateful they get, they're never purged off the platforms. But if you talk about wars, the police state, the surveillance state, so forth, you do get purged off of there. This one individual who is 75 years old, talking about how he regrets being a trans woman, says, "It destroyed my body." He was, his grandmother dressed him as a girl when he was 4 years old, a move that he calls child abuse. I'd like to ask him what he thinks of this 9-year-old and the parents pushing him up on the stage and using him as a, a prop for the LGBT pedophile agenda. That was child abuse. What we saw Booty Gay engaging in with the parents, that was child abuse, just like Walt Hayer's grandmother dressing him up like a girl when he was 4 years old. He calls that child abuse. He's now 75. That was a long time ago. He said, "Affirmation of cross-gender sex identities is child abuse, and I've been dealing with the consequences in my life for 75 years. He eventually underwent cross-gender hormone therapy, and he obtained a surgical gender change in 1983 at the age of 42. This took place after he was diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Though he lived for 8 years as a woman by the name of Laura Jensen, he said he still had gender dysphoria, and eventually he became suicidal." We've seen this over and over again. You know, they will tell you, oh, well, we have to support this, embrace this, and silence anybody who says anything against our sodomite agenda, because you're going to bully these kids and they're going to commit suicide. No, the people who are committing suicide are the ones who have been swept up into this movement. He became suicidal after he had done all of that. He transitioned back to a man in 1999. He underwent psychotherapy to resolve having been sexually abused and cross-dressed and affirmed by my grandmother, he says. And then we look at the most recent expose of what happened in California, Chula Vista, California. You have public officials there lying about doing background checks on the Drag Queen Story Hour participants. This is a homosexual city councilman, Steve Padilla, there. He lied to the public regarding the Drag Queen Storytime event that happened at the public library. You know, this seems to be the only reason anybody goes to a library anymore. They turned out, after they filed a FOIA request, they came back and said, no, we didn't do any. And, of course, this is important because we have had pedophiles in Houston be part of the Drag Queen Story Hours. But, you know, that's okay because, it's just fine. As a matter of fact, one of these guys was carrying a rubber chicken, which they say is a symbol used by homosexuals to indicate a sexual preference for young boys. As an aside, Booty Judge's name actually means father of chickens in Maltese. So I don't know if there's a connection there or not. You make up your own mind. Folks, we got to take a break here. Before we do, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to make sure that you prepare for any kind of an emergency. I hope that Russia's right. I hope this is just a cold. I was leaning toward that, even though I saw the connection with the bioweapons there. I said, well, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see just how serious this is. Well, we know now that it has the ability to spread very, very rapidly because it is asymptomatic and could be spread while it is while the symptoms are not visible. That's why we're seeing the difficulty in finding out who patient zero is and why it is expanding so quickly in Italy and elsewhere. Just make sure that you are not dependent on the government to protect you. Prepare for yourself. Make sure you've got a supply of storable food. And right now, you should be able to get your order in 3 weeks. The times have been getting stretched out further and further. They're going to have to go up on prices. Eventually, we've had long-term contracts. We've been able to avoid a 5 to 10% increase. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but again, the supply lines are getting longer and longer. Make sure you're not dependent on our just-in-time delivery system that we have here in this country as everything is shutting down. Make sure you have access to clean, filtered water supply with a Gravity Feed water filter. InfoWarsStore.com.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Again, I ask, you know, what are we going to, when are we going to have enough from these Democrats? They want to kill everything that we have, either steal it or kill it. They want to kill our kids. They want to sexualize our kids from an early age. You know, I'm absolutely amazed at how much attention people pay to Hollywood. Yeah, I was just waiting to see who fill in the blank was going to endorse for the presidential race so I know how to vote. Because, you know, I just, Rob Reiner or, you know, Brad Pitt, tell me who I should vote for. You guys are just so in touch with everything. I mean, as we look at the Harvey Weinstein situation and you realize what a degrading place that is. You know, I remember a series of videos that were done about silent film Hollywood. And it has always been a sexual moral cesspool from the very beginning. You take a look at the history of Fatty Arbuckle, Errol Flynn, these other people. I mean, it is a real eye-opener. In the early days of silent films, they had a lot of sex and nudity. As a matter of fact, that's how they got the MPAA. Congress said, you either clean up this act or we're going to shut you down. And so they started self-policing themselves with the rating systems and so forth eventually. Yeah, it was always that way. And even though they didn't show it on screen for a number of decades, it was still that way behind the scenes, as we're seeing now with Harvey Weinstein. That's why it's not really a surprise. You know, I look at that trial, and I think the real victims, which I haven't really followed it that closely, because, again, I'm not surprised at anything like that that comes out of Hollywood. The casting couch has been a fixture there from the very, very beginning. I think the people who are most damaged by this were the women who said, I'm not going to go to the casting couch, and had their career destroyed. They're the ones who ought to be suing him for, you know, for damages, but he's going to jail for the actual acts that he did to individuals, from my understanding of it. But let's pay attention, not so much as to what's going on in Hollywood. I'm not so interested in defending the honor of actresses who sleep their way to the top as I am innocent children. You know, I had this article for a couple of days from CNS News. Brent Bozell, in a back and forth with Jessica Stern, who is part of the Outright Action International Executive Director. And she is arguing that Disney should have more homosexual characters. and that they should wield, quote, the educational power of animated films to promote the gay lifestyle. You know, just like we saw Booty Gay just doing, right? And to inspire LGBT youth to follow their dreams. She said, representing the LGBT people in popular culture normalizes queer identities. Acceptance of LGBT people will grow immeasurably. To which Brent Bozell, and I absolutely 100% agree with him, he said, why in the world must children be subjected to this? Disney should simply allow the children to be children. As I said, at 9 years old, I was, you know, I had no idea what was going on with any of the sexual stuff. Why can't you allow the kids to be kids for a while? And while you're at it, why don't you clean up all the satanic imagery that's been stuck into the Disney movie for a long time anyway? All the magic and satanic stuff that's in it. He said there should be no more homosexual characters in animated Disney movies, and there should not be fewer. There should not be more, and there should be fewer. There should be none, as a matter of fact. He said, why in the world do you have to subject children to this? Why can't they allow to be children? In fact, why should adults be subjected to this? This is why I don't go to movies anymore. I went to Ferrari versus Ford. I went to Richard Jewell. Boy, that was hard to find. I don't want to have an LGBT agenda shoved down my throat to go to the movies. Yeah, I don't want to go to the movies and see homosexual sex portrayed. I don't want to go to the movies and see heterosexual sex scenes. Just knock it out. Just give me a good story. You know, that can be done. It used to be done. But not from Hollywood Babylon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when I look at this, I guess one of the reasons why this bothers me so much, two things about it. And I'm not going to be able to change your mind. You know, God will change your mind or he'll not change your mind as a culture. When I look at this as a culture, and I see our rapid decline into degeneracy and homosexuality and this transgenderism and pedophilia and all this other kind of stuff. These are the final stages of God judging a society. It always has been, always will be. You can read about it in Romans 1. And so I look at this, and the final stages of this, of course, are when we do it to our own children. The exact opposite is also true. When God chooses to revive a culture, you will see it because he'll turn. He'll turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. And they're far away right now. This drag queen story time hour, this disgusting display I saw with Booty Gay. I mean, this is just... This should scare you more than the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. This far scarier than the coronavirus. The coronavirus may just be one aspect of what is coming. What is coming. And when I look at all of this and I put it in the context of abortion, and then get ready with video clip number 7. Because, you know, the same guy who cares so much about the 7-year-old child, make sure that he comes out and we, you know, honor him. And I look at this and I think about when I look at Buttigieg's position on abortion and the fact that he absolutely, when asked point blank about infanticide, would you save a child that survives an attempted abortion, a full-term child? No. None of these Democrats would. You know, we're talking about Governor Kuhnman, we're talking about Buttigieg, or you're talking about just the general Democrats in general. They voted down these born alive bills. A full-term child. You know, I've seen the cartoon. It says this is what Democrats think of a baby. You know, and for it says first month, second month, and it shows just a little cluster of cells until it gets all the way up to 9 months. It's still a cluster of cells. It doesn't change at all. Month one versus all the way through month nine. Just the cluster of cells. And all of a sudden, 1/2 second after birth, boom, it's a person, it's a baby. No, not today's Democrats. No, they don't believe that. They don't believe that at all. It doesn't instantaneously, change from a cluster of cells into a person at birth. No, you can still kill it. You can still kill the child. And Buttigieg refuses to pull back from supporting infanticide. And so, you know, when I look at this, what is his idea of when you become a person? Because it's kind of interesting. I don't know, since you can, it isn't the point of birth. That's not the dividing line for Ralph Northam, Governor Kuhnman, or for Buttigieg. So at what point does this child become a human being? Is it, the next day? Or is it 3 years later, as some of these liberal ethicists have claimed? You know, so you don't become a person until you become, reach a certain level of cognitive ability at maybe like 3 years old. Up to that point, you can kill them. And then at 3 years old, between the time of 3 years old and maybe the time of five, they go through this period of rapid development where they can all of a sudden become self-aware about their gender and about their sexual preferences and all this kind of stuff way before puberty. I mean, stop and think about it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? The Democrat idea of maturity, right? You stay single cell until you get all the way through 9 months, and then presumably sometime after birth, not even at birth, but sometime after birth, you then instantaneously become a human being. And then very quickly after that, you become fully cognizant and aware of all the issues of sexuality and gender. And so you can make those determinations yourself, and you can have sex with people like Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz and others who support no age of consent, and presumably like Buttigieg, putting up a 9-year-old. It's pretty amazing when you stop and think about it. It's almost as insane as their gender nonsense that they put out there. And when we look at all this, the whole thing about the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, you know, as Ann Coulter wrote in an op-ed piece a few days ago, honey, we molested the kids. Yeah. We did, didn't we? We let that happen to them. She points out after the Supreme Court's disturbingly narrow 5-4 decision in 2000, holding that the Boy Scouts could not be forced to admit gay scout leaders, the New York Times denounced the decision in an editorial calling the court's ruling, quote, one of its lowest moments of the term. Now, see, again, you're talking about, like I said, you know, why doesn't Buttigieg just hand the kid, the 9-year-old, hand him the card and the phone number of the local NAMBLA chapter? Because we had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We segregated them by sexes in order to protect them. To say that we believe that, you know, just playing the odds, the majority of people in society were going to be heterosexual. And so we wanted to make sure that we put the little kids with an adult that was not sexually attracted to them. But no, that's not important. The political agenda is far more important than what happens to the child, which is what we just saw with Buttigieg. His political agenda, the parents' political agenda, was far more important than what happens to that 9-year-old kid. And so after they did that, and after the Supreme Court said, yeah, they don't have to, you can't force them to admit gay scout leaders, well, then we bring in Rex Tillerson to do it from the inside. Rex Tillerson brought in the gay scout leaders. Again, what could possibly go wrong? We take somebody who is attracted to boys, to males, and we put him together with a bunch of young boys and tell them to go camping in the woods. Well, now the Boy Scouts are going bankrupt. But again, as Ann Coulter points out on CNN, host Carol Costello haughtily informed a guest that was opposed to gay Scoutmasters. Well, I'll just say that the American Psychological Association has studied the issue that you just mentioned. Homosexuals aren't any more likely to molest kids than straight men. And she said, throughout the left's 30-year assault on the Boy Scouts for discriminating against gays, the Catholic Church was embroiled in its own molestation crisis. More than 80% of the molester priests were accused of victimizing teenage boys. So let's just ignore all those data points, and let's just bring in the gay Scout leaders. And so that brings us to the ultimate child abuse, abortion. And let's play video clip number 7. This is where Buttigieg, just as he embraced the pedophilia of these parents of this 9-year-old, he embraces abortion, talks about how he respects the experience and how uplifting it is to hear people talk about having their own abortions. Video clip number 7.
It takes some courage to do that, and it makes a huge difference because I think it helps everyone to understand not just you're exercising the freedom to pursue your dreams, but also the freedom that's made it possible for you to turn around with your education and contribute to others by being in your field. And it's a reminder of how we are all lifted up when we honor individual freedom and support women's reproductive rights. So thank you for lifting up your voice for that, and I'm honored to be with you. Thank you, Kelly, for your work. Thank you, Planned Parenthood of Nevada, Lindsay and your colleagues, Raquel, everybody, and Sandy for hosting us in your home. We're so honored.
No, it's just the exact opposite of courageous. It is self-interested. It is putting your beliefs about your career ahead of your responsibility. You know, you made a choice way back then. You had sex. You got pregnant. You had results about that. And instead of doing a responsible thing, instead of finding a home for your child, you decide to kill it. That's the easy thing to do. It's far more difficult to give up a child. I know, because we're part of an open adoption. And I really honor the mother for making that difficult decision. But folks, if you're like Norma McCorvey, she eventually came to know the freedom in Christ, the forgiveness in Christ. It is not an act of courage to kill a child. It's an act of courage to acknowledge it and to take care of it. And there is a way to do that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A lot of people ask me the InfoWars secret, and I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is, I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality, storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
There can no longer be any doubt.
This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for you.
Well, yeah, it's fine if you've got the time. Again, as I pointed out earlier, actually it's last week, if you want to see where this is going, you want to see the dark, satanic side of this, just take a look at Professor Patricia McCormick, UK philosophy professor. She couches all this in the so-called climate crisis because, you know, that is the, embrace socialism or die. Well, she goes a little bit further. She just says, just die. Her book is The A Human Manifesto. She says, activism for the end of the Anthropocene. In other words, activism for the end of mankind. But she wouldn't use the term mankind because it's too masculine, right? But that's really what she's talking about. And she says, the worst thing you can do is have a child. This is somebody who lists on her CV the fact that she calls herself a feminist. She specializes in queer theory and body modification and animal rights, not human rights. And she is very big on post-human theory. She wants us to move on beyond humans. This is the kind of radical environmentalism that is pushed by the Gaia movement that envisions the Earth as some expression of the Greek goddess Gaia, Mother Earth, right? And they anthropomorphize Mother Earth. You've heard this from a lot of people in Hollywood, Jennifer Lawrence and others. You know that movie, idiotic movie, Mother! Exclamation mark. Mother is mad at us. Mother is going to do this. Mother Nature is going to do this. So, you know, apart from a very bad margarine commercial about 40 years ago, there's absolutely no evidence that Mother Earth is cognizant of anything that's going on. But they will tell you that the Earth itself is this wonderful thing that just happened. It just happened. And it is so special. And even though they think that humans also just happened, humans must be eradicated because we're like a virus and we're killing the rest of the special miracle that happened. It's not a miracle. It's just, I don't know how they really explain it. Cognitive dissonance is their specialty. But her key thing is what she calls antinatalism. She calls that the final taboo to say that she is against babies. The taboo that nobody wants to speak about. Just got to eradicate the children. And they're working on that. That is part of the Democrat platform. They have embraced all of this goth, satanic murder of children. And if you don't believe that that's embraced by the Democrat Party, just look at Bernie Sanders saying the U.S. must fund abortions in poor countries to curb the population and save the planet. We got to save the planet. See, it's exactly what this radical, gothic, Satanist, feminist, post-human, anti-natalist professor who also specializes, she likes horror films. That's another one of her key interests is horror films. Now, she is a walking example of one herself. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, so liberal that most people call it the Ninth Circus, has now changed significantly. President Trump has appointed 10 people to the bench there. This is a very good sign, because they've just now had a ruling that has sent the totalitarian left scrambling. They had a pro-life ruling coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It has been, as WND points out, the go-to place for progressives to get a progressive ruling because, you know, we're living under judicial tyranny. Look, this is good. I'm glad that President Trump has packed that court. But understand, as long as we continue to embrace the idea that judges can tell us whatever they want, they can make pronouncements about any and every detail of our life. They can define when life begins and when it doesn't begin. They can define when you can end life. They can define what marriage is and so forth. As long as we allow them infinite power over every detail of our life, understand, we have a totalitarian judiciary. It is judicial supremacy, and it leads to judicial tyranny. And we have to push back against this. Now, it's great to pack in some people who are not quite as bad as the rest of these. But ultimately, we're going to have to shut this down at the state and local level. We're going to say we have a Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and we really mean it this time. We're going to enforce this. And you're not going to make any statements. And you're not going to impose any laws on us in areas where you have no authority, where you are specifically told that you don't have any authority. We shouldn't be taking Second Amendment cases or pro-life cases to the Supreme Court. They can't define when life begins. We can do that at the state and local level. And I'm glad to see that we have all these different jurisdictions that are saying, well, we got a slightly different makeup in the courts now, so let's try this again. Let's go back to the way the laws were when we had Roe v. Wade, and let's see what the court says this time. No. No. They never had the authority, and if you read that shameful decision, they didn't appeal to the Constitution at all, except in the preface. But then the rest of it says, well, let's look at what the ancient Greeks thought about this. Let's look at what the medical community thinks about this. Let's look at what the general public thinks about this, and I think that I'll cut the baby into thirds. It's nonsense. They have no authority to rule in these areas, and we need to make the ruling ourselves at state and local level and tell them to go pound the sand. In a 7-4 decision, however, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected arguments that a rule that was set up under the Title 10 federal funding program for family planning services for low-income and uninsured people violated anyone's rights. The judge who wrote the decision said the ban on funding for locations that promote abortion is a reasonable interpretation of Title 10. It prohibits funding with Title 10 money programs where abortion is a method of family planning. And, of course, abortion is not planning your family. It's exactly the opposite. But just contrast that. We've got Bernie Sanders. We're not only going to fund the murder of children in America, but we're going to fund it in poor countries because we've got to cut their populations. Whereas on the other extreme, you have judges now that President Trump has put in place, even in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that says that we are going to cut off the funding to people who are pushing abortion. We're not going to give you federal money. Trump administration issued that rule back in February of 2019. The Protect Life rule was scheduled to go in effect May of last year, but 8 pro-abortion groups filed a legal challenge against the final rule, including 2 each in California, Oregon, and Washington. In July, Planned Parenthood, the big abortion profiteers, announced they would drop out of the Title 10 program and forgo nearly $60 million in taxpayer funding rather than comply with the rule. And that's why they are pouring tens of millions of dollars into this election against President Trump. And for any any Democrat. Meanwhile, you've got the Democrats in Virginia, yet again, voting to end mandatory reporting at schools for sexual battery, among many other issues. So, you know, somebody's getting sexual battery. Now, I'm not even sure what sexual battery constitutes. I'm not a lawyer. But they're going to mandate vaccines, but they're going to say, we'll look the other way when it comes to sexual battery. These are the people who really care for your kids, don't they? You're going to turn your kids over to these people? And let me tell you something, they're not that different in any other state. It's just the Democrats in Virginia are more in your face. They will mandate the vaccines, and they will do it, as they put out in their bill, in loco parentis, in place of the parents, once they get them in their jurisdiction. As a matter of fact, that's the way the government, CPS usually kidnaps kids. They wait until they're in school, and then they take them out of the school because, you know, they can be handed over in loco parentis. We'll be right back.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Oh, if Sam Cooke could only see today. How prophetic. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about geography. We've got CNN showing a map. As they're talking about the coronavirus and how it has spread and so forth, they show a map that shows Germany and Italy with a shared border. So they've been hammered on Twitter for their don't know much about geography. Yeah, Germany doesn't share a border with Italy. You have Switzerland and Austria sandwiched between them. But I guess maybe, maybe CNN went back into the archives and maybe they got the map that Hitler redrew after the Anschluss, right? He went into the, he annexed the Sudetenland, Czechoslovakia, then he got Austria. You know, they're all just part of the greater Third Reich. And so I guess that's now back in the news with CNN. They don't, the stereotype about Americans not being able to find anything on the map. Well, evidently the people at CNN can't find Germany and Italy on the map. And then we have a high school history lesson in Baltimore, Maryland, where else, where the public high school compares President Trump with Nazis and communists at Lock Raven High School. And they show a picture of Trump above pictures of Nazi swastikas and a flag of the Soviet Union. Well, wait a minute. The two captions read, wants to round up a group of people and build a giant wall. Oh, that is why it sounds so familiar. Yeah, they don't know much about history there either. So CNN doesn't know anything about geography, and the Democrats don't know much about history. Chris Matthews has now been cowed. He does an on-air apology to the liberal, ignorant mob after he compared Sanders to the rise of Nazi Germany. Look, folks, there really isn't that much difference between the Nazis and the communists. Do you realize that the Nazis called themselves National Socialists? And so the only difference, but they both called themselves socialists. You had the Soviet Socialists and you had the National Socialists. You know, the Russians talked about the fact they wanted a one-world socialism. And Hitler wanted, he wanted to have a one-world government, but he wanted to be the one in charge of it. And he was going to do it with his strong national military. So they both had aspirations for a global totalitarian society. They both called themselves socialists. Here's the fine detail difference there. Hitler wanted to do it by appealing to nationalism, and the Soviets wanted to do it by appealing to globalism. And Hitler said that Stalin had made a mistake by nationalizing the industries because they couldn't run them efficiently from a central planning aspect. And so he said, that'll be the last thing that I do. I will use these corporations who know how to build planes and bombs and gas chambers and so forth. I will use them until I get power. And then we will nationalize them and execute the leaders and so forth. That's the difference between the two of them. That's why I say that the Nolan chart is far more accurate, because it puts those, we're told in the single line representation of political ideologies, we're told that Hitler is extreme right and that Stalin is extreme left. No, if you map it out in a two-dimensional structure, as I pointed out many times, you plot on one axis personal freedoms, and on the other one you put economic freedoms, and then you rotate it 45 degrees, and you see down at the bottom where you get no freedom at all, that's where you put both the Nazis and the Stalinists, the communists. They all go down in that area. Maybe that's why Bernie Sanders is so confused. But people in Florida know what is going on. As American Thinker, I like their headline, Exploding Cigar. Florida's Democrats panic after Bernie Sanders blows a kiss to Castro. When asked in that interview on CBS 60 Minutes Sunday night, why didn't the Cuban people rise up and overthrow Castro after the 1959 revolution? Well, Bernie Sanders didn't think it was because he lined them up against the wall and shot the people who opposed them or threw them into prison forever, which Ted Cruz points out that's exactly what happened, and we all know that's what happened. Anybody other than Bernie Sanders, who he wouldn't understand a working economic system if he saw it, because he doesn't understand the American system, and he's seen it. And he doesn't understand a failing economic system when he sees it, because he went to the Soviet Union as it was collapsing to sing songs to his comrades as he drank and took off his shirt. Anyway, he says, you know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing, even though Fidel Castro did it? There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba, said Cooper to Sanders. Well, you know, that is a big deal. That's really the reason that they did it. And he didn't win because of the Cuban people's love for health care. And Florida Democrats are now saying that Donald Trump easily wins Florida if Bernie Sanders is our nominee, said one state legislator. After these comments on 60 Minutes, you have Democrat members of Congress, state legislators, party leaders are warning that his nomination and Sanders' self-described democratic socialism will cost them the biggest battleground states of all. Yeah, it is, I think, going to be a repeat of Nixon versus McGovern. Maybe it'll even be a bigger one than that. If Bernie Sanders is atop the ticket, it's going to make it tougher for all of us to win in Florida. As a state with an influential cross-section of Latinos whose families fled leftist Latin American regimes and violence, Sanders' embrace of far-left leaders and his past refusals to wholeheartedly condemn Latin American dictators and the Soviet Union have long been seen as fatal flaws. As a matter of fact, one organization called Voto Latina, Latino, a CEO there, was on Sunday on MSNBC's program, AM Joy, and she said that Democrats could, quote, kiss Florida goodbye. She said, we can all agree, as you can kiss Florida goodbye, and I say that Floridians, Latinos that have fled socialism, they have fled, they're in Florida, they have sensibilities that are different from the rest of the Latino community. And I can tell you right now that Donald Trump has been targeting folks on my staff since March of last year with an anti-democratic socialist message in Spanglish, English, and Spanish. They're not leaving anybody behind. Sanders, on the other hand, doubled down. Speaking at the CNN South Carolina town hall, he said, the truth is the truth. Well, let's give him some truth here. Because as he was talking to Chris Cuomo, Chris Cuomo was trying to help him. He says, you know, they're attacking your comment is absolutely unacceptable, that you would sing the praises of a murderous tyrant, said Cuomo. And again, he repeated those comments about how wonderful it was to be able to read and write. And they went on to say, I've been extremely consistent and critical of all authoritarian regimes all over the world, including Cuba. Oh, really? Including Nicaragua. No, actually, 4 years ago, I used to call Bernie Sandinista because he loved the Nicaraguans so much. I mean, he went down there as well. He praised them because, you know, they had poetry. It doesn't matter if you shoot and torture people, if you have poetry and you have literacy classes, that's a good thing, says Bernie, right? He says, including Saudi Arabia, including China and Russia. He says, you know, you can take China as another example. China is an authoritarian country becoming more and more authoritarian. But can anyone deny? I mean, the facts are clear that they have taken more people out of extreme poverty than any country in history. Yes, they have executed more of their own people than any other country in history. If you want to say that's taking them out of poverty, I'd agree with Bernie. Maybe we could also include the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia and their killing fields. They took a lot of people out of poverty. Yeah, one way you take people out of poverty is you line them up in front of a ditch and shoot them in the head. Or you can take them out into the fields like China's Mao did with his central planning, and you can starve them to death by the tens of millions. Yeah, that's Bernie's communism. As a matter of fact, the Babylon Bee. Bernie supporters are frantically cobbling together makeshift rafts to paddle to utopian Cuba. We just have to get over there, said a Bernie bro as he fashioned a raft out of discarded plastic straws. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Keith Bansomer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then of course the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
going to break, I was talking about the Babylon Bee story. Bernie loves Fidel, declares his undying fidelity to Castro. Babylon Bee says nations, Bernie supporters are frantically cobbling together makeshift rafts to paddle to utopian Cuba, which, again, you know, why were people so desperate to get to America from Cuba if things were so great? That's the point that they're making with their satire. People were dying to get in, literally. But, you know, we have to praise them for their school system and their health care system and so forth. No, I don't believe that government does a good job of health care or schools. Maybe we should take a look at the people at CNN who just who have no idea what the European map looks like. Or the people in Baltimore, Maryland, who are propagandizing kids. That's really what the educational system is for, is for propagandizing people. They know better. They know that Trump is not Hitler. They know that he's not Stalin, and they're propagandizing kids. And that's why we have the situation we do today with the people like AOC and these millennials who are rallying behind Bernie Sanders, is because we have sent them to the seminaries for socialism that we call our government schools. From preschool to postgrad, they get fed that garbage all the time. How awful and hateful America is. How unfair, unjust it is. How it is the center. We're the only country that's ever had slavery. And the only country that's ever had racism. And we need to be shut down. This country needs to be destroyed. That's what they're told all the time in school. And so in this satire, one Bernie bro says, we just have to get over there, as he fashions a raft out of discarded plastic straws, because they freak out about plastic straws in the ocean. I'm sure that they will take them out of the ocean once they arrive at their utopian paradise, Cuba. I'll see you in CUBA. I, for one, want to experience Cuba's literacy program so I can finally read a book. And I've heard that their health care is the best in the world, as long as you're among the elite. Which I'm sure I'll be accepted as the elite and not one of the peasants, since I'm from a wealthy capitalist nation like America. Yeah, and that's the way this all works, right? You are delighted to see taxes raised because you don't think they're going to raise your taxes. That's the way it always works. You see socialism as a way to rob your neighbor because you're envious of them. And because of your envy, you think your theft is justified. That's the basis of socialism. Ted Cruz, again, rips Bernie Sanders for defending Fidel Castro, as I pointed out yesterday. He says, yeah, it really makes a difference when those that you murder at the firing squad can read and write. But, you know, let's just take a look at how well these countries are doing, because on Bernie Sanders' site, there is an op-ed with closing comments. It says, these days, the American dream is more apt to be realized in South America in places like Ecuador, Venezuela, and Argentina, where incomes are actually more equal today than they are in the land of Horatio Alger, meaning USA, for those AOC followers. So who's the banana republic now, he writes. Well, if you want to know what the Bernie dream looks like in Venezuela, Front Page Magazine breaks it down for you. One in three people are starving in that socialist paradise. That's not a banana republic at all. One out of every three people in Venezuela is struggling to put food on the table to meet minimum nutrition requirements as the nation's severe economic contraction and political upheaval persists, according to a study published Sunday by the UN World Food Program. The UN, that globalist organization even criticizes Venezuelan socialism. A nationwide survey based on data from 8,375 questionnaires reveals a startling picture of the large number of Venezuelans surviving off a diet consisting largely of tubers and beans, as hyperinflation renders many salaries worthless. They found in the survey that 74% of families have adopted, quote, food-related coping strategies, such as reducing the variety and quality of food that they eat. 60% of households reported cutting portion sizes in meals. 33% said they'd accepted food as payment for work, bartering, and 20% reported selling family assets to cover basic needs. So Venezuela may not be a banana republic because they've got no bananas. Yes, we have no bananas in Venezuela. And the guy who wrote this, his speechwriter, who called this an economic miracle, writes, in 2013, this particular guy, Sirota, wrote a lengthy defense for Slate about Hugo Chavez's reign in Venezuela shortly after the dictator's death. He called what had happened in Venezuela an economic miracle. And I really do kind of agree with that. I think it is a miracle to take an economy in a country where you have one of the world's largest supplies of oil and you ruin it with mismanagement and theft to the extent that they can't even get gasoline in one of the countries that has the biggest supply of oil in the world. Yeah, that is an economic miracle, isn't it? And we've seen this kind of economic miracle reproduced over and over again. As I pointed out many times, any way you cut communism, socialism, whatever you want to call the central planning, totalitarianism, whatever you want to call it, when you cut it north and south, right? You know, you get that division between East and West Germany. And we saw what happened there, didn't we? Or you can cut it East and West, and we see North and South Korea still going on. But they just won't pay any attention. Are you going to pay attention to that? Went on to say, when by contrast a country goes socialist and its economy does what Venezuela's did, this is Sirota, this is Bernie's guy. When you do what Venezuela did, it's not perceived to be a laughing matter, and it's not so easy to write it off or to ignore it. It suddenly looks like a threat to corporate capitalism, especially when the said country has valuable oil resources that global powerhouses like the U.S. rely on. Well, they can't even figure out how to get those resources out of the ground. That's socialism. And so, yeah, things look a little bit different now, don't they? Six or seven years down the road. And let's hope that we don't make that same kind of mistake with Bernie Sanders, who's going to be providing universal child care and pre-K, another $1.5 trillion program over the decades he's going to do that for free because, you know, again, you have to get the kids at an earlier and earlier age in order to make good little, communists out of them. You know, it's kind of like the Hitler Youth Program. They've all had their little programs like that. So you got to get them at the age of three so you can start changing their gender and changing their politics. You know, is it any surprise that these Democrats are going bankrupt in their own campaigns? You got Elizabeth Warren with only $2.3 million. She is the candidate with the least amount of money in the bank. She became the first top-tier candidate to have to borrow money, taking a $3 million line of credit. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg are also in the red, $2.9 million and $6.6 million in cash on hand, respectively. Biden is now also low on funds. He entered this month with only $7 million in his account. You know, the only one that's flush with cash is Bernie Sanders. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We should take a look at his three homes. The world's best known socialist millionaire, as the Daily Mail pointed out. Bernie Sanders was mocked by Bloomberg during the debate last week. You're the best known socialist in the country. Happens to be a millionaire with three houses. What did I miss here? Yeah, what did the press miss? Despite being a self-described socialist, Sanders has a property portfolio that's worth nearly $2 million. See, when you get into government like this, just like Hillary Clinton, these people know how to get the dark money. They know how to channel it through the bank, just like Hillary Clinton did, just like Obama did. I mean, look at Obama, a communist organizer. Now look at where he is. You too can become a part of the oligarch class if you just become a politician in America. That's our banana republic aspect of it. Folks, if you want to protect yourself and not have to wind up searching for food in the streets or get corralled into a FEMA camp, regardless of what happened from the very beginning of this, I said, well, I hope that this is just going to be something that's like the flu. It became very apparent early on that this came out of the area where they had a bioweapon, and now it's become very apparent as it's gotten out of China that they have been able to give it a gain of function in terms of transmission. And it remains to be seen what happens in Western countries where you have adequate health care, but China is still shut down. And the economic consequences of this are going to be felt in food, in prices of food, and many other things. We still have food available at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. We have been able to hold out in terms of not having a price increase. Right now, you should be able to get your order in 3 weeks, but that's getting longer because of increasing demand. So take a look at that. Make sure you're prepared with storable food. It'll last for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO. You also want to make sure that you have clean, filtered water, a gravity feed water filter. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com also.